The last words that Jesus said on the cross was, "It is finished." When he said those words, then he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. The crucifixion of the Lord Jesus Christ was the most blessed act of divine love and divine justice ever to occur in the history of the world. The crucifixion of Jesus is at the very heart of our Christian faith. While the Jews were complicit in rejecting Jesus and desiring him to be killed, and the Romans actually did the killing, it was God who was fulfilling his plan by putting his son on the cross. The crucifixion is an act of God by which God fulfilled his purpose to secure the eternal salvation of millions and millions of souls, your souls, my soul, and also to open the door to heaven for all of us, while at the same time not compromising his justice. He had to punish sin, and so he punished it, laying all sin of all the people who have ever lived in the history of the world, all of that sin upon Jesus, and this protected his holiness. But he also wanted to forgive sinners, because he is love. And so he did that also. Love and holiness then met at the cross. Our Lord Jesus, ladies and gentlemen, is not a mere victim of unjust and wicked men. He did not die a martyr's death, though he was murdered unjustly and murdered wickedly and illegally. He died willingly, in submission to the will of the Father who had sent him to be the sacrifice to atone for the sins of his people. You see, the death of Jesus Christ on the cross is the purest act of love ever accomplished. God says, "For he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." So his death on the cross is the most perfect sacrifice from sin and the only one that atones. It's the noblest gift that heaven ever gave sinners, and it's the highest form of divine justice. It is so rich an event that a lifetime, an eternity, cannot absorb its full glory. The death of the Son of God is the work of the Father and of the Son to provide forgiveness for all who believe in him. So these words, "it is finished," three words in English, come from one Greek word in the Greek language. They were Jesus' last words before he died on the cross. And it comes from a word, the phrase "it is finished," or the words "it is finished," comes from a phrase that means to bring to an end, to complete, to accomplish. It signifies the successful end to a particular course of action. It's the word that you would use when you climb to the peak of Mount Everest. It would be the word that you would use when you do the final copy of your doctorate dissertation. The word that you'd use when you would make the final payment on your new car, or that when you cross the finish line of your first 10K run. You see, it means more than just "I survived." It means I did exactly what I set out to do. There's more here than just the verb itself, more here than just "finish." You see, this Greek word that we get "it is finished" from, it's in what the Greek language calls its perfect tense. And that tense speaks of an action that has been completed in the past, but its results of that action continue on into the present. It's different than our past tense, which just looks back to an event and says it happened. Jesus didn't say, "Well, okay, it's finished, I got through it." What he's saying here, he adds the idea that this happened, and it is still in effect today. You see, Jesus saying it is finished is very significant. It's very important. Because when he cried out, "It is finished," he meant this. It was finished in the past, it is still finished in the present, and it will remain finished in the future. He did not say, "I am finished," for that would imply that he died defeated and exhausted. He meant that he successfully completed the work that he came to do. When he said, "It is finished," that was his final cry of victory. When he died, he was saying he left no unfinished business behind. When he said, "It is finished," he was speaking the truth. All the work that the Father had sent him to accomplish was now completed, particularly his work of bearing the penalty for sins. When Jesus died, he bore all the sins. He paid for all the sins of all the world, of all the people who ever lived, past, present, and future. All sin was paid for by that one act of the crucifixion. This means that there was no more penalty. There is no more penalty left to be paid for sins. Jesus did it all. For all of Jesus' suffering was finished. He completed what he set out to do. And when Jesus rose from the dead 3 days later, he had a new message of hope for the world, message of hope for us today. Because I live, you shall live also. All of our sins are paid for. Praise the Lord. And we just have to believe, trust that that is true, turn from our sins, turn to Jesus, and he says he will save us. You see, this evening, even in the midst of all the difficulties, the chaos that we face in our present day and present time in which we're living, hope is alive. It is with this hope that we go forward and face the difficult circumstances all around us, economically, physically, emotionally, spiritually, the fear, all of these things, we proceed with hope. Thursday is here, but Sunday is coming. Death could not defeat Jesus. The grave could not contain him. 3 days later, he walked out. He died, he was buried, and he rose again. He lives, and he will never leave us. Let us have faith in him and not fear. Let us pray, not panic. Let's believe him. Trust him. And do not blame. Respond to what he's doing in our lives and don't run. And be assured that everything's going to turn out all right. Don't be angry. He is in charge. He's in control. He is alive forevermore. Be grateful for that. Believe in him. Rejoice because it is finished.